Year 1839. April 27th. Poor in spirit, poor in health, but with never failing hope of improvement, a change for the better, and once again complete reconciliation with the Lord. Would that this were a final reconciliation at last. After the first prayer for the graces necessary to achieve this reconciliation, having long before visited my little room, I gave thanks to God for this first and very definite grace, that in spite of so many difficulties on my part, the result of my weakness and my wantonness, I was once more led to this holy place. But I am dull, cold, dry, agitated by so many troubles and weaknesses, that I beg the Almighty Lord for a miracle, so that I might finally be rid of them. Yet thanks to the infinite mercy of God, I have already experienced many consolations. A most unworthy sinner, I have experienced holy inspirations and salutary thoughts, which I need to follow most faithfully. And with trust in God, this is what I will do. While praying for God's blessing upon this retreat of mine, I should always be grateful for God's infinite mercy. For it was definitely He in His divine mercy who led me here. For how many incidents, relationships, acquaintances in my recent sinful life might have drawn me away from this, and God knows for how long. Reasons for obedience to all of the commandments of the Church, especially those relating to the doctrine concerning purity. And even though I always nurtured the thought of coming here, I continued to behave as though I did not. Thus, God wanted to give me a permanent lesson, that my conversion was very clearly accomplished only by means of His grace and mercy, while my bad will and bad life was doing everything to the contrary. Up until now, unfortunately, I ascribed every good undertaking, project, and all my progress to the good that was in me, if not openly, then secretly. Now what humiliation! What a lesson! God grant that this serve as the greatest, most lasting, eternal benefit for me. A lesson. A guarantee is needed in case the elder brother should fail. Why until now have I opposed this in practice, based on reasoning that the elder brother is the most perfect? At any moment, the most perfect may be the most imperfect. A lesson concerning the need for constant training in humility. By way of humility, I would have conquered the first tendencies to sophistry, etc.